96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. The Cable Natural History Museum has two natural history field trips planned for September. The first trip is September 23rd at the Brule St. Croix Boardwalk. The trip will explore wetlands at the headwaters of both rivers, including cedar and black ash swamps. The boardwalk was built by volunteers and gives visitors a chance to explore the wetlands without getting their feet wet. Then on September 30th, the museum will head to the Sand Rock Cliffs near Grantsburg. The three-mile hike follows the St. Croix River past sandstone cliffs and a mix of plant life more commonly found in both northern and southern Wisconsin. Both trips leave from the Cable Natural History Museum at 10 a.m., with participants carpooling to the field sites. The museum van is available on a first-come, first-served basis, and those going to the Sand Rock Cliffs can also arrange to meet the group in Hayward. Registration for the trips is required, and participants should also bring a bag lunch. You can find more information and registration on the Cable Natural History Museum's website. Shell Lake's Town and Country Days returns this Labor Day weekend for its 47th year. The festival runs Friday through Sunday with activities planned around the community. Friday kicks off with the Arts and Crafts Show at the Pavilion Grounds at 1 p.m., followed by the Lions Club annual Lake Superior Whitefish Fry at the Community Center from 4 to 7 p.m. Saturday starts with a fly-in, drive-in, and walk-in breakfast at the airport, followed by the Lake Run at 8 a.m., a book sale, chocolate festival, sailing regatta, and several kids' activities. Later that evening, the street dance will return to Main Street with Wisco Kid playing from 8 to 11. The weekend closes Sunday with the Kitty Parade at noon, followed by the Grand Parade at 12:30. You can find the full event schedule on the Shell Lake Town and Country Days Facebook page. Republican Congressman and nominee for Wisconsin Governor Tom Tiffany campaigned on addressing affordability issues in Altoona this week. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The event at Bond's Social Club in Altoona on Monday was part of Congressman Tiffany's Keep More of Your Hard-Earned Money agenda tour, highlighting his intent to reduce taxes if elected in November. During the event, he shared what he's been hearing from constituents while traveling across the state about the economic difficulties they've faced over recent years.
Today, we're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about taxes because everywhere I go across Wisconsin, people say the same thing. Why are my property taxes so high? Why are utilities continually going up? The gas is more. Young people cannot afford to buy a home. Families' budgets are stretched thin at this point. Government should be making life more affordable, not taking more money out of your pockets.
Congressman Tiffany pointed to tax relief as his solution to those struggles, arguing that putting more money in the pockets of Wisconsin families will reduce their financial burdens. He also highlighted the 8-point affordability agenda he plans to implement if elected.
We have to grow our way to prosperity. And that's exactly what my affordability agenda is. Lower property taxes, deliver a 10% income tax cut to middle income earners, and state income taxes on tips and overtime, return the surplus to the taxpayers, lower utility costs, stop additional sales tax hikes, full repeal of the minimum markup, and create good-paying jobs and make more opportunity right here in Wisconsin.
Congressman Tiffany will face off with Democratic nominee and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the race for Wisconsin governor in the November election.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods news. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Republican Congressman and nominee for Wisconsin Governor Tom Tiffany campaigned on addressing affordability issues in Altoona this week. Here's Civic Media's James Kelly.
The event at Bond's Social Club in Altoona on Monday was part of Congressman Tiffany's Keep More of Your Hard-Earned Money agenda tour, highlighting his intent to reduce taxes if elected in November. During the event, he shared what he's been hearing from constituents while traveling across the state about the economic difficulties they've faced over recent years.
Today, we're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about taxes because everywhere I go across Wisconsin, people say the same thing. Why are my property taxes so high? Why are utilities continually going up? The gas is more. Young people cannot afford to buy a home. Families' budgets are stretched thin at this point. Government should be making life more affordable, not taking more money out of your pockets.
Congressman Tiffany pointed to tax relief as his solution to those struggles, arguing that putting more money in the pockets of Wisconsin families will reduce their financial burdens. He also highlighted the 8-point affordability agenda he plans to implement if elected.
We have to grow our way to prosperity. And that's exactly what my affordability agenda is. Lower property taxes, deliver a 10% income tax cut to middle income earners, and state income taxes on tips and overtime. Return the surplus to the taxpayers, lower utility costs, stop additional sales tax hikes, full repeal of the minimum markup, and create good paying jobs and make more opportunity right here in Wisconsin.
Congressman Tiffany will face off with Democratic nominee and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the race for Wisconsin governor in the November election.
That's James Kelly, and for Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. UW-Whitewater students got a memorable first day back to class yesterday when a campus safety alert went out asking them to shelter in place around 11 a.m. Authorities canceled the alert within minutes, confirming there was no threat to students or staff. The alert was triggered when someone reported a person walked into an academic building and was yelling. People thought the person had a weapon, but authorities later confirmed that person was not armed. You could soon be paying more for your energy bill. We Energies wants to raise energy rates by 10% next year and another 5.5% increase in 2028. Utility officials say that amounts to an additional $280 per year for the average customer. Dozens of people came out earlier this week to oppose the rate hikes during a public hearing. Most of the concerns focused on affordability. Residents say they're already paying more for everything from gas to groceries, while several people pointed to We Energies' nearly $2 billion profit last year. We Energies representatives say the proposed hikes will pay for sustainable energy investments that will ultimately lower energy costs. The State Public Service Commission is expected to rule on the case later this year. It's not the Packers, but the Badgers that are all the buzz in Titletown right now as Lambeau Field gears up to host the UW-Madison-Notre Dame football matchup this weekend. The Badger Bash North is planned for Saturday, featuring family-friendly activities throughout the day, including the 350-person-strong Badger Marching Band parading through downtown Green Bay. Mary Rohde with On Broadway Incorporated says the idea is to bring the excitement of a Badgers home game to Titletown.
Well, honestly, that's kind of where the event name came from, right? It's Badger Bash North, because we're outside of the confines of Madison and Camp Randall Stadium.
The full day of festivities concludes with fireworks over the Fox River. Badger Bash North will take place one day before the Badgers face off against the Fighting Irish at Lambeau Field on Sunday. A Fond du Lac County man who authorities say had human skulls and other remains in his home made his first appearance in court yesterday. A new criminal complaint against 47-year-old Benjamin Larson says investigators also found nude photos of women and their locations in Larson's home, along with grass and dirt they believe was from the scene of a 1990s homicide. A judge ordered Larson to be held on a $250,000 cash bond at its initial appearance. The judge said Larson needed a high cash bail based on his history of assaults, a current stalking charge, and his obsession with serial killers. Flock cameras in one northeast Wisconsin city just got bagged, courtesy of the mayor. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond ordered all flock cameras be bagged by the end of the day Tuesday. The mayor says there's genuine concern in the community about privacy and how data is accessed and shared. The Menasha Police Department was recently acknowledged for adding additional safeguards this year, including a public transparency log and regular audits of those using the flock system. Still, Mayor Hammond is recommending the city terminate their contract with the flock camera company. This, as another Wisconsin community is praising their flock camera system for helping police catch an armed robbery suspect. Cumberland police say they used flock license plate readers last week to track down a suspect who reportedly held up a person at gunpoint and stole $300 before driving away. Police later arrested the suspect in Eau Claire County. Some UW-Whitewater students won't soon forget their first day back in class this school year, as they were ordered to shelter in place just hours after classes had resumed yesterday. A campus safety alert went out after someone reported a person walked into an academic building and started yelling. People thought the person had a weapon, but authorities canceled the alert within minutes, confirming there was no threat to students or staff. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A Brewers win in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers with a 9-5 victory over the Cubs, despite the fact Jacob Mizorowski had one of his worst performances, giving up 5 runs in 4 innings.
Yeah, I mean, I thought all in all, he's going to learn a lesson from this. He didn't command his fastball, and he just had to bob and weave. He was slipping on the mound again early, but, you know, he didn't command his fastball. He didn't have his perfect delivery, and that's going to be a key going forward.
That's manager Pat Murphy. Mizorowski said he struggled with his footing on the mound in last night's humid conditions. Logan Henderson gets the start tonight at Wrigley Field. College football. The Badgers getting ready for Sunday night's game against the Fighting Irish inside Lambeau Field.
We know this is a huge game in game one, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame. But we also understand there's a journey here.
That's the Badgers head coach, Luke Fickle. They kick off at 6:30, coverage on NBC. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have a chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this afternoon. Otherwise, it is going to be partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s to near 80 this afternoon. Scattered thunderstorms tonight, low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, slight chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.